You're listening to SBS News.
Single mother Susan Setter recently moved into a home in Melbourne's outer suburbs. She says although the rent is slightly more affordable at $340 a week, it is still hard to juggle cost of living pressures.
Often bills fall backwards because you're trying to keep up the rent and food. I've had to sort of swallow my pride and accept things like food packages and stuff, because things get that tight at times.
The disability pensioner and her daughter rely on income support to make it, and they are not the only ones. The latest Rental Affordability Index report has found the gap is widening between incomes and rental prices. And Tasmania's capital, Hobart, has taken over the top spot as the most unaffordable Australian city for renters. National Shelter's Adrian Pizarski says he is not surprised.
Migration. There's been a lot of people moving to Hobart. A large chunk of that quite small rental market is taken up with short-term holiday accommodation, and that takes that property out of the market for long-term and permanent renters.
The Rental Affordability Index report defines housing stress as a point where 30% of a household's income is spent on rent. The average rental household in Hobart uses 29% of its total income on rent, while Sydney households spend 27% and Adelaide 26%. Brisbane, Melbourne, Canberra and Perth follow close behind in order. But some renters, like Ms. Setter, say they are spending more than half of their income on rent. The report's author, Alan White, says those in the lower income bracket are the worst affected.
The real crisis is occurring around lower income households, people on minimum wages, hospitality workers, other key workers who really drive the productivity of the city.
Brotherhood of St. Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenberg says those workers are also forced to spend a sizable portion of their income on transportation.
They're being pushed to the fringes of our cities and they're having to spend an hour and a half or more in transit, which is both time and cost, travelling maybe 3 hours a day for a four-hour shift.
Older single women and refugees are among the most vulnerable. They are also more likely to rent for longer because of increasing house prices. A pensioner named Moira, who does not want her surname used, is among them. She says she spends most of her income on rent.
The problem with the amount of rent I pay compared to my income is basically it's about three quarters of my pension, which doesn't leave a lot left over. As a result, I cannot afford a car, much as I would like to have one. I just can't. I don't own a television. I can't remember the last time I bought clothes. I can't remember the last time I turned the heating on.
Welfare organisations say the solution lies in a national housing strategy, encompassing measures from housing supply, planning and corporate investment. Susan Setter, the single mother, says she hopes it gets better before her teenage daughter enters the rental market.
People just can't afford things and they just keep putting it up. And the ones on lower income, the ones that's not getting much, are suffering.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.